Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? No around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we count down the days till April 26th in the 2018 NFL Draft taking place in Dallas, Texas, near Jerry World. It's a traveling show right now. It went to Chicago, to Philadelphia, and now Dallas is the next host from an event they used to call New York City Home. It's a great opportunity for fans to kind of share in the experience of what a draft weekend is like. And one of the young men experiencing it full throttle is the YSU tight end, Kevin Radar. And doing all the games that we do each and every college season, when I saw 83 with the binoculars for the first time, I thought, man, this kid is a little bit better than everybody else out there. This kid has something special in him. And every single time that I would talk to anybody at the next level, they're like, Bo, anybody that you're eyeing, anyone that you think's under the radar? And I said, you got to check out the YSU tight end, number 83. And with that said, number 83, Kevin Radar here on the C2P. Kevin, welcome to the program. I was just telling the listeners out there how impressed I was with you being able to put the binoculars on you during your collegiate career. But for you, I mean, what's it like knowing that you're so close to – you know, a childhood dream and possibly making it in the NFL?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on with you guys. I think it's just right now it's a waiting game and just going back to what I normally did during the season and working out like I did for football and switching the mindset off of how I was training for the pre-combine and pro day stuff and just really getting ready mentally and physically for the journey into the draft, and after that, ready for a camp and ready to make an NFL team.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, I think you're from Pittsburgh, PA. I mean, was football your favorite sport? Did you start at a young age? And if you did, were you always a little bit better of an athlete than most of the other kids?
I played a lot of sports growing up. I definitely love football the most. I actually played Pee Wee football, so I played my entire life. And coming through the system, I actually was not the best kid. I wasn't even the biggest kid. In high school, I was one of the smaller, undersized guys, and that's part of the reasons why I didn't get many looks coming out of high school. And coming out of high school, my senior year, I only weighed 205 pounds. And I put on 50 pounds when I got to YSU my freshman year because I wanted to play so dang bad. And I think that's why I've had the drive I've had the entire time. I came to YSU as a walk-on, actually. A lot of people don't know that. And I've just been fighting from behind the whole time.
Well, you've been fighting, and you're getting ahead, Kevin. I think that's the best part. So I'm curious, I mean, so your senior year, you weigh up 205 pounds. How did you convince these coaches at YSU to take a shot on you? And where, prior to that 50-pound gain, I mean, what position did you think you were going to play?
Well, in high school, I played defensive end and wide receiver. I was always physical. I loved hitting people, but I just didn't have the size at that time. And then my senior year, they twiddled me in a little bit with the wing tight end off the ball, and I got a lot of experience at blocking. And I always had natural hands, and I actually got recruited as a tight end going to YSU. And they told me they loved how physical I was and the passion I had for the game, and they didn't have any scholarship opportunities at the time, and I took the chance. I went with it, and obviously it paid off in the long run.
Definitely, definitely. And again, you're so close, and you had a fantastic career, and you get an education to boot, all the things that you need to do as a young man. So at what point of your collegiate career do you kind of start getting at the end of this journey, you know, you possibly have a shot, you know, at the NFL? Because you know as well as anybody, everybody that plays on Sunday or Saturday wants an opportunity to get to Sunday. But at what point do you kind of really think, wow, this could happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been my dream growing up. I think that's anyone's dream, to play in the National Football League. I think the eye-opener for me was the long playoff run we had my junior year. Obviously, making that big play against Eastern Washington helped things in a lot of people's eyes. And then going to the national championship, and that really gave us a lot of exposure that year to YSU and the players on the team. And then my senior year, just knowing that the spotlight was there, and then just executing and trying to master my craft as best as I could.
Definitely, you've definitely done that. Once again, the YSU standout tight end, Kevin Rader, here on this C2P, kind enough to join us and share and peel back the layers of what makes him one of the little bit under the radar prospects, but very, very talented. And I know I was down there at the YSU Pro Day. There was a litany of NFL scouts, and they seemed very particularly interested when you did your position drills. I know I was talking to a few of them. We were kind of nonchalantly shooting the breeze, and once you began doing your position work there, they said, hey, I got to take some notes and pay attention to this kid. What do you think they love about you? I mean, if they're in the film room, you're breaking down tape with them. I mean, what do you think they're going to look at you and say, hey, Kevin, we love this about you, we love that about you, and this is why we want to bring you on the team?
Growing up, I always watched tight ends, and being from Pittsburgh, I watched Heath Miller. And if I look at football as a tight end perspective right now, there aren't many guys that can do both aspects, as catching and blocking, as a complete tight end. If you look at guys in the NFL right now, one would be like Jason Witten, for example. Guys like that have been doing it for a very long time. But many of the tight ends nowadays are just receiving bigger, faster bodies that aren't willing to put their hand in the dirt. And I think the biggest thing I bring to the table is a guy that can do both and is a bigger threat due to the fact that a defense has to honor the other guy on the field as the receiving tight end and the knee, as well as someone who can do both, which just makes it harder for a defense to adapt to the offense.
Awesome. And how about this one? I mean, because we pass this off to the guys that we know at the next level in case they always want to listen in and find out a little bit more about you. And they probably know a lot of this because, I mean, you are on this radar and being a prospect. But, I mean, what goes unnoticed? I mean, maybe the system you ran, it didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. Maybe you're a team captain, a film junkie, a weight room warrior. What are some of those off-field characteristics that are big bonuses for you?
I think it's always been my drive. I'm always that guy first in the weight room, last to leave. Same with on-the-field practice stuff. I'm actually one of those guys that like to practice. My teammates always make fun of me for it. I just love the game of football. I like getting better at it. And I think that's really pushed me throughout the whole process of just knowing that there's always room to improve. And knowing that, you just will never be happy and satisfied with where you're at. Going along with that, it's just basically where I'm at right now. It's just keep doing what I'm doing until we get to the end of April and see what happens.
Definitely. And end of April, I mean, how do you plan on kind of taking in that whole weekend? I mean, do you family, friends, you just kind of want to alienate yourself from the world? I mean, how do you think that weekend, how do you want it to go?
Yeah, I've been talking to some friends that definitely want to be with me during that time. My parents are obviously very excited for me, and I think they're going to have a few friends and family members over to the house, and I think we're just going to be there watching the whole draft process and waiting to see what happens.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Kevin Rader, number 83, YSU Penguin tight end, kind enough to join us here on the show. If you, again, miss any of this, collegetopro.com, iTunes, Blogtalk Radio, all opportunities to kind of learn more about this young man as he makes his path towards the next level. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? I know you mentioned Heath Miller and Jason Witten, but, I mean, the teammates, coaches, friends, do they ever say, hey, you know, Kevin, we were watching the Monday night game, and when so-and-so caught that pass or made that block, it reminds us of you?
I mean, any guys that I work out with, I've been training with a lot of guys over the past couple months, and everyone calls me Baby Gronk, which I think is kind of funny just because the kind of catches I've made in the past. I get that comparison, and then also I get Bennett just because of the fact that he's a very physical tight end, and he can do both as well.
Awesome. I love it, man. I love it, man. And you're so close, like I said, and you're such – I ain't going to lie, Kevin. I mean, you're one of my favorite guys I watched all college season. Every time I got to see YSU and I could put the binoculars on somebody, I thought you did so many positive things. I just loved watching you. And you talked about that physicality. I mean, that's one of my favorite parts is, you know, just say if the play's going to the left and you're off making a block on the right and just seeing the tenacity maybe to finish that block or just that extra little nudge, that physicalness, that nastiness – I think those are some of the fun things that I enjoyed watching. Did you train anywhere as you got prepared for pro day? I mean, I'm sure, you know, some guys do, some guys don't, but I mean, where did you kind of, you know, what was the mindset of being in the best shape possible when you guys, you know, did your pro day workout?
Yeah, I went down to Bomarito's in Davie, Florida for about 2 months. Did all my pre-combine pro day training there.
Yeah, Pete does a fantastic, fantastic job. I mean, you were definitely out. How long did it take before you popped the shirt off and start seeing all the difference in the body?
I mean, it's so much different due to the fact that the diet they put you on, you're going to lean out, and a lot of guys aren't used to that, so you're going to lose a little bit of weight in the beginning, but then you bulk it back on when your body gets used to the diet. And your body definitely does change. I'd say it took about a month until you really see a huge difference in your body and just the development of your muscle physique and stuff.
Definitely. And Pete, I mean, Bomarito's, I mean, those guys are – for you folks who listen to the show a lot, you know that Pete and those guys do a fantastic job in one of the top combine prep places. And even that, during the off season, I mean, you know, a ton of pros still go back there and kind of get their work in. For you, I mean, and sometimes, I mean, you know, you hear from teams, maybe your agents hear from teams, but anything you're hearing, I mean, you don't have to mention who, but any interest so far?
Yeah, I've had some interest. I've been talking to a lot of teams. I won't mention anybody specific, but kind of those teams that run that more run-based offense, a lot of play action with their tight ends that use more than one to two tight ends in sets on their offensive scheme. I have a workout tomorrow I'm going to be doing at Youngstown, and I'll be excited just to see whether it goes forward in the rest of April.
I'm going to have to sneak down on Youngstown's campus and take pictures of those guys. No, I'm not joking. I'm joking. So you got the big workout tomorrow, and I mean, it's got to be an exciting time, Kevin, man. I just wish you the best moving forward. Before we let you go, because I do know you're a busy man, you got a lot on your plate before April 26th, we'd like to always have some fun, shoot a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, sure.
All right, now you play under one of the more iconic college coaches, and Bo Pelini. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Pelini, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, I'm trying to think. There are definitely guys that when he first got there, people would do some imitations, but not as much as you would think. I know obviously people think of Bo when they don't really know him, that he's real hot-headed and stuff, but I mean, honestly, the guy just respected the heck out of him because he's such a player's coach.
Yeah, he is a fantastic coach, and it's nice to see you guys have success. How about this one? And it's not for everybody, but it is an in vogue thing right now in the league. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. A lot of people are getting things painted on their shoes. If you could have anything sprayed on there, what would you want to see on the bottom of your feet?
On the bottom of my feet? I mean, I'm not really that flashy kind of guy with my cleats, but I would just go with something that pretty much matches my team I'm on. That's pretty much the kind of guy I am.
Nice, nice. And the final one, we actually got this from Twitter. And this is a good one. I'm gonna enjoy it. I got to ask this one. They must know what you look like, Kevin. They said, would you rather dress up as Captain America or Thor for Halloween?
Oh, Thor. That's an easy one.
Oh, that was fantastic, man. Hey, appreciate you stopping by. We think very highly of here. We think you got a great future ahead of you. Can't wait to find out where you land. Best of luck to you tomorrow, and best of luck to you in your future, my man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout YSU tight end, Kevin Rams, here on the C2P. And I cannot speak enough about how highly I respect what this kid brings to the table. And I'm so glad that obviously the NFL has picked up his scent, and I can't wait to find out where he lands. He's going to carve himself out a niche at this next level. I'm very confident of that. As always, we appreciate our guests joining us. We appreciate you folks listening to the C2P.
This has been a college2pro.com exclusive.